As we proceed in our journey through this holy season of Lent, we are united in solidarity with one another as we strive to stem the health crisis that we all face. As we worship together today through technology, we are reminded that our love for God and God's love for us is not limited by buildings or time or space. And we are reminded of the value of all human life and our call to love one another, especially now by being aware of those who might need our special support as we move through this health crisis. The last three Sundays of Lent are a time to intensify our examination of our lives. For those preparing to receive the sacraments of the Easter Vigil, these are the Sundays of the scrutinies, and so we remember in prayer in a special way today our sisters and brothers who are preparing for sacraments. But all of us are invited to scrutinize ourselves. What is it that we need to do to receive the new life that Jesus offers us? The gospel readings for the last three Sundays of Lent give us images of what the condition of sin is and images of how Jesus transforms it. Today, in the account of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman, we see the image of sin as thirst and loneliness. So many people in our human condition are longing for love, and it may feel as if they are wandering in a desert looking for water to quench their thirst. The Samaritan woman has lived a hard life and has made some bad choices. She obviously has wanted to be happily married. She has gone through five husbands and has finally given up and is now living with someone. She is an unhappy and lonely woman. When she comes to the well to get water, she comes at noon, at the middle of the day, the hottest part of the day, because she knows that no one else will be there. She won't risk running into anybody. She's tired of seeing people looking at her. She's tired of hearing the gossip about her. If this encounter were taking place today, we could imagine Jesus encountering this woman sitting by herself in a coffee shop, surrounded by people who quietly ignore her, staring at her cell phone, searching for contacts online, but feeling more lonely than ever. Loneliness can be made even worse during a time like the one we're now facing. The Samaritan woman reminds us of people around us who are feeling especially isolated now and need someone to reach out to them. But the Samaritan woman is also a woman with religious beliefs. She clearly learned religion as a child. She went to religious education classes in the synagogue. But this early religious education has not helped her as an adult to face the struggles of life. She knows from her religious ed that the well where she comes for water is the well of the patriarch Jacob. But this only makes her feel worse. She knows the story of Genesis chapter 29. This well is the place where Jacob met his wife and fell in love with her, one of the great love stories of the Old Testament. It is a sign of how God blesses us with love, so she must ask herself why she has never found love in her own life. The Samaritan woman is confused by different religious teachings. She is a Samaritan, so she's familiar with the debates between the Samaritan Jews and the Jews in Jerusalem about what is the right way to worship. Our ancestors worshiped on this mountain, she says, but you people say the place to worship is Jerusalem. All she gets out of her religion is the hope for a better, more meaningful life sometime in the distant future. She says, I know the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. She thinks maybe when the Messiah comes, I can get into heaven. Then maybe I'll be happy. But now all I can do is to endure this life of unhappiness. But Jesus comes into her life, and he says to her, I, the one who is speaking to you, I am the Messiah. There is no need to hope for some better world in the future. New life is here now. I offer you a new life. All you have to do is believe and follow me. Jesus says that the true religion has nothing to do with debates between different groups about what is the right way to worship or what is the best way to pray. He says the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. True religion is opening your heart to the Holy Spirit, the healing power of God. True religion is opening your heart to the Word of God, being willing to try to live by the wisdom of revelation. Jesus wants to heal us of our sin just as he healed the Samaritan woman. And how does Jesus heal this woman? He does two things that are very important for her and for us. The first thing Jesus does is that he reminds this woman of her dignity as a human person created in the image of God. He asks her for a drink of water. He reminds her that she has something to give. And she is really surprised by this. She says to Jesus, "How can you, a Jewish man, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" But Jesus says to her, "Do not think of yourself as a Samaritan rejected by other Jews, or as a woman who's been mistreated by five husbands. Think of yourself as a person created in the image of God, a child of God, loved by God." And that is the first step in healing, to accept the fact that God has created us in the divine image and that he loves us, to desire to be what God has made us to be. And the second thing that Jesus does is that he helps the woman to confront and heal her past. Once we know that God loves us, then we can look at our lives and what has happened to us without fear. We can ask Jesus to come into our lives and help us to forgive people who've hurt us. We can know that what has happened to us in our past does not have to determine what we are now. We can know that our weaknesses and failures in the past do not have to be what we are in the future. We know that Jesus has shared our human weakness. He has entered into our sinful condition, and in his resurrection, he's shown us that if we trust him, he can turn the weaknesses and problems in our lives into new strength. But we have to have the courage to forgive others and to receive forgiveness ourselves. If we trust the love of God in Jesus Christ, then like the Samaritan woman, we can bring out into the open the things in our lives that we're most ashamed of, the things we most want to hide, and they will not have power over us anymore. If we trust the love of God in Jesus Christ, we can stop trying to cover over our loneliness and hurt by bad habits. We can stop going from relationship to relationship, like the Samaritan woman, hoping to find someone to tell us that we are loved. When we place our hope in the love of God, we know that we will not be disappointed. Paul writes to the Romans, "Since we have been justified through faith in Christ, we have peace with God, and we hope in the glory of God, and this hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." Sisters and brothers, if you know the gift of God and who is speaking to you, then you will ask him, and he will give you living water, a spring of water welling up in your heart to new life. Open yourself to the healing power of Jesus during this time of Lent. This is hope that will never disappoint you. New life in Jesus Christ.